Good afternoon. I'm Ed Ronco with 88.5 News on KNKX. Seattle and King County leaders are firing back at the Trump administration. They say the Justice Department does not have a right to strip so-called sanctuary cities of federal public safety funding. 88.5's Will James reports.
The issue is that Seattle police and King County sheriff's deputies do not ask residents about their immigration statuses. Justice Department officials sent a warning to the city and county last month, saying those policies violate federal law. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan spoke at El Centro de la Raza, a Seattle nonprofit that provides resources for immigrants, where kids in a child care program could be heard playing outside.
I feel confident not only in our legal position, as the city attorney mentioned, but that we have the moral high ground in this. And we will stand on that high ground, and we will protect the voices of those children that we heard just moments ago, so that it remains laughter and is not turned to tears.
City and county leaders say essentially that they're keeping their policies in place, and they plan on keeping their funding as well. Seattle sued the Trump administration earlier this year, arguing the federal government is overstepping its bounds by trying to dictate local policies. That lawsuit is working its way through federal court. Will James, 88.5 News.